بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب في من سن سنة حسنة أو سيئة. الحمد لله, this is the 19th chapter in which this chapter discusses about a person who initiates, who starts a good or an evil way. قال الله تعالى والذين يقولون ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Al-Furqan that those who say, O our sustainer, رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنَ, grant from us our wives and our children who will become the coolness of our eyes. وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا, and make us leaders of the righteous ones. So again, a person who is a leader, he will initiate a good or an evil way. Here we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah, make us be leaders for the pious. In other words, we should lead the pious people and initiate a good habit, a good way. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا. Allah says, we made them leaders who guided people by our command. وَعَنْ أَبِي عَمْرٍ جَرِيرِ بْنِ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهُ قَالَ كُنَّا فِي صَدْرِ النَّهَارِ عِنْدَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَجَاءَهُ قَوْمٌ عُرَاةٌ مُجْتَابِ النِّمَارِ أَوِ الْعَبَاءِ مُتَقَلِّدِ السُّيُوفِ عَامَّتُهُمْ مِنْ مُضَرٍّ بَلْ كُلُّهُمْ مِنْ مُضَرٍّ. هذا جرير بن عبد الله رضي الله عنه gives an incident in which he says that we were sitting by Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم at the beginning of the day, when a group of people came and they had hardly any clothes on. Mujtabi nimar, they had tattered clothes on, just whatever bare minimum they had. Of course, the satr was covered, but they didn't have full garments. Mutaqallidi suyuf, they hung the swords around their necks. Ammatuhum min mudar, bal kulluhum min mudar. In fact, most of them, or all of them, came from the Mudar tribe. So they had hardly any means of survival, hardly any clothes. فَتَمَعَّرَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ لِمَا رَأَى بِهِمْ مِنَ الْفَاقَةِ. When Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم saw the condition and the poverty that they were suffering, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, the color of his face changed. He became extremely concerned about them. فَدَخَلَ ثُمَّ خَرَجَ. Immediately he goes into his house and then he comes out after some time. فَأَمَرَ بِلَالًا فَأَذَّنَ وَأَقَامَ. He commanded Bilal رضي الله عنه to give out the adhan and call out the iqama. It was time for salah. فصلى ثم خطب. Rasulullah SAW performed the salah, then he delivered a sermon, a khutbah. فقال يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة إلى آخر الآية إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. والآية الأخرى التي في آخر الحشر يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد. So Rasulullah SAW recited two verses of taqwa. One, O people, fear Allah, fear your Rabb, the one who created you from one soul. Right till he came the verse that verily Allah Ta'ala is watching over you. And the second verse, O believers, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and each soul should ponder and reflect over what good it is sending forward or what bad it is sending forward towards the akhirah. Rasulullah recited these two verses. Then he says, تصدق رجل من دينارِهِ من درهمِهِ من ثوبِهِ من ساع برِّهِ من ساع تمرِهِ حتى قال ولو بشق تمرةٍ. Rasulullah SAW then encouraged the Sahaba and he said, a man should give charity from his gold coin, from his silver coin, from his clothing, from his wheat, from his dates, to such an extent that Rasulullah then even mentioned that he should give sadaqah and charity even though it may be a part of a date. فَجَاءَ رَجُلٌ مِنَ الْأَنصَارِ بِصُرَّةٍ كَادَتْ كَفُّهُ تَعْجِزُ عَنْهَا بَلْ قَدْ عَجَزَتْ. A man comes from the Ansar. He begins the whole process. He comes with a bag full of some items that he wished to donate to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Sahabi explains, he said, that it was so heavy that his hands became helpless, or in fact he found it difficult to carry that parcel of whatever he was distributing to Rasulullah, giving to Rasulullah SAW to distribute amongst the poor. When the people saw this, that this man had now started giving something, ثُمَّ تَتَابَعَ النَّاسِ, people then followed suit. People then came also with their items that they wished to distribute. Some people gave some dates, some people gave some clothing, some people gave some money. حتى رأيت كومين من طعام وثياب, until I saw two heaps of food and clothing. حتى رأيت وجه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يتهلل كأنه مذهب. To such an extent that Jarir bin Abdullah رضي الله عنه says that I saw the face of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم glittering like gold. It was shining. First, he was feeling very sad, and he was concerned about the Sahaba, these people of Mudhar who had nothing. Now when he saw the other Sahaba donating and giving them so much, he became so pleased that his face began to shine. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ مَنْ سَنَّ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ سُنَّةً حَسَنَةً فَلَهُ أَجْرُهَا. That person who initiates a good action, in other words, he starts doing something good which is sanctioned, authorized in Sharia. Like in this case, he began to start the process of donating something for the poor, and others also follow. فَلَهُ أَجْرُهَا. This person will get the full reward of the charity. وَأَجْرُ مَنْ عَمِلَ بِهَا بَعْدَهُ. And he'll get the reward of those who followed him. So in other words, this man who started first, he gets the reward of whatever things he gave. And all the people who followed him afterwards and did the good action, he'll get their reward as well. And Rasulullah says, مِنْ غَيْرِ أَن يَنْقُسَ مِنْ أُجُورِهِمْ شَيْءٍ. That their sawab, their reward will not be shortened in any way. It won't become deficient. It won't be minus and shared amongst one another. In other words, the person who brings the first goods, he gets the full reward of his share. Then people follow, and whatever they bring, so whatever they distributed or contributed, they will get the full reward of that, and he will also get the full reward of that. Then Rasulullah says, مَنْ سَنَّ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ سُنَّةً سَيَّةً كَانَ عَلِيهِ وِزْرُهَا. The converse, whoever initiates a bad action, a bad deed, a person opens a casino, for example, and people then start joining there. So he started an evil. He will get the sin of the evil. وَوِزْرُ مَنْ عَمِلَ بِهَا مِنْ بَعْدِهِ مِنْ غَيْرِ أَنْ يَنْقُصَ مِنْ أَوْزَارِهِمْ شَيْءٍ رَوَاهُ مُسْلِمٍ. Then he will get the sin for whatever he did, and even all those who followed, he will also get sins, like how they will get sin for the evil that they're following and doing now, and their sins will not be decreased from them. In other words, each one will get the full sin of whatever evil they are doing. وعن ابن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ليس من نفس تقتل ظلما إلا كان على ابن آدم الأول كفل من دمها لأنه كان أول من سن القتل. متفق عليه. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم says that there is no soul that is killed unjustly, murdered unjustly, except the sin for committing this murder will also go to the very first person who initiated murder in this world and killing in this world. And that was the son of Adam alayhi salatu salam, Qabil. Qabil killed his own brother Habil because he was jealous of him and he wanted to marry that particular girl. Of course, there's a long incident explanation that they had brothers and sisters, and this brother, he had a twin sister, then he could not marry her. He had to marry the other sister of the other brother. So Qabil became very, very upset. He became jealous and he killed his own brother. Allah Ta'ala mentions it in the sixth para, the entire incident. So because he initiated killing, he was the first person who started killing, till the day of Qiyamah, every single person who is murdered, then the sin will go on the murderer and even on the very first person who started and initiated killing. So from this hadith we can understand, you do something good, and people will benefit and people follow you in the good action, you will get the full reward of even all the actions, and they will also get the reward for their good deeds. And the converse, the contrary to this, if you initiate something bad and people start following that evil practice, then you will also get the sin of doing that evil action. May Allah protect us, may Allah make us be such that we initiate good things, especially for our youth and our family and our society. So right till Qiyamah, every person who does that good thing, we will also get the full reward and benefit of it. And Allah protect us from initiating anything evil, otherwise we will get the sin of those things that we initiated. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah.